Blog Talk Radio.
Successful Woman Radio Show brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, November 14th, 2013. And of course, as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, ladies, how are you doing today? Have you had a wonderful weekend? Did you get a chance to do some joy pampering this past weekend? I certainly hope so. I hope that you had a chance not only to get some rest, but I also hope that you had a chance to be grateful, because that is our theme all during the month of November here at Successful Woman Radio. It's all about being grateful. And so what I want to do is I just want to share with you what's left for the rest of this month as we cover this particular topic of being grateful. So last Monday, November 7th, we discussed being grateful for being a woman of vision. And I tell you, I got something out of that, and I definitely felt the Spirit working within me with that. And I had a lot of people emailing me saying that they truly enjoyed that show. Today, we're going to talk about being grateful for customers and clients, because customers and clients, of course, they are the nucleus of our businesses. They make up our business. And without them, of course, we would not have a business or the business success. So we have to be very grateful for our customers and our clients. You know, I started off the show last Monday talking about the fact that sometimes we can complain and talk so much about what's going wrong that we forget to be grateful in our business for all that we have. And that's so very, very important. So it's not just about this is the time of Thanksgiving as we celebrate this national holiday this month, but it's just that we need to be grateful every single day, 24/7, from the time you wake up until you go to sleep. And even in your dreams, gratitude is so very, very important. So we will be talking a little bit later on in the show today about being grateful and how important that is. Also, I have a surprise for everyone. We have a very special guest that's going to be on the show in just a little bit. And I'm talking about no other than Amaryllis Alexander, a declutter expert. And I'm just excited to even talk about the subject of declutter and why it's so important. So the topic that she and I will be discussing today is free your mind, eliminating the junk, and focusing on what's really important. And I'm sure Amaryllis agrees with me that the junk can be both mental and physical around you. So I'm very, very excited to have her as our featured guest today on the show. And again, her name is Amaryllis Alexander, and you'll be hearing from her in just a little bit. For those of you with your computer right in front of you, you can read along with Amaryllis' bio simply by visiting successfulwomanradio.com, and then up in the top menu bar, click on Women Making It Happen, and you will read all about her. Now, of course, I'll be sharing information on her just a little bit later in the show today. Well, ladies, I have a question for you, and this question is something that I want you to be serious in asking yourself. Now, what am I talking about? Well, the question is, are you being the driver of your success vehicle? Now, I liken a success vehicle to an actual car. You know how you're driving, let's say you're taking a trip out of town or down to the countryside, and you're not the driver, but someone else is. Now, you're getting the opportunity, because you're the passenger, you can look all around. You don't have to pay attention to the road. You can look elsewhere and, you know, gaze at the scenery and all of the things that are going on as you drive by. But the person who is actually the driver of the vehicle, that individual has to keep their mind focused on the road. They have to know where they're going also, right? And I liken that to a success vehicle because, you see, success really is a journey. It is never ending. So there is no such thing as having success and that's the end of it. You've achieved and accomplished all of the success that you possibly could. It doesn't work that way. And so because success is a journey, I believe that we have, you know, the obligation to make sure that we are the drivers of our success vehicle, because I'm going to tell you, sometimes there are a lot of women out there who are allowing other people to dictate their success journey. They have other people who are driving the vehicle while they themselves are being the passengers. And when that happens, you're never going to see the success that you would like to. And of course, you are the person that drives your own vision. You are the designer of your own success. So you get to define what that is for yourself. But it's not going to happen if you allow others to be the driver of your success vehicle. So that question is very important. Are you the driver of your own vehicle? And if you are, there's two things that you must be doing. You must be properly planning out your success by, number one, focusing on your business goals for the week every Sunday evening. And I'll get into that a little bit more as we go over five take control questions. But focusing on your business goals is very key when you're talking about accomplishing the actual goal itself. And then number two, are you making the necessary changes to move towards positive results? You know, for so many women, we come to the end of the year and we start feeling kind of sad because there are goals that we did not accomplish. We were so excited at the beginning of 2016. How did it happen that we didn't make the amount of money that we wanted to make? Or how did it happen that we didn't accomplish near as many goals as we had hoped that we had accomplish? But instead of asking yourself those questions, sometimes what you have to do is you have to be willing to make the necessary changes. And oftentimes when we set New Year's resolutions, you know, we write them out on paper, which is a good thing, but we definitely don't make the necessary changes. We don't invest in acquiring new skills so that we would be better equipped to accomplish those goals. We try to be the Lone Ranger many times and do everything on our own instead of tapping into the talent and wisdom of others. And so again, driving on your success journey is not only about focusing on your goals and being prepared ahead of time, but it's about learning how to make the necessary changes to move towards those positive results. And not just making those changes, but doing it swiftly, okay? Because sometimes as women, we take far too long in making a decision of what it is that we need to be doing to build our business better, to market our business better. So I want you to hold on to that question. And I want you to ask yourself that question as often as you need to. Am I the driver of my success vehicle? If not, well, I better figure out who's driving it and reclaim my power, right? Amen. Well, listen, ladies, we've got a great show lined up for you today. Of course, I'm going to be going over the five questions to help you take control in 2016. I have a book excerpt for you today from the book, How to Think Like a Millionaire. And I chose this book. You know, you have a lot of books out there that are talking about being a millionaire, but this book by Mark Fisher actually give some very solid and sound principles to guide yourself by. So I think that you will enjoy that. And of course, we have our featured guest that is going to be on the show today, Amaryllis Alexander. I'm so excited that she's going to be talking about freeing your mind, eliminating the junk, and focusing on what's really important. Coming up in just a little bit. Also, I want to share with you guys a little bit of what's going on over at our main website, womenaboutbiz.com. We've got some great resources for you. We've got a teleclass coming up on, I believe, Wednesday, December 7th, and that is Running Your Business Solo. Again, Running Your Business Solo. And so if you are a individual that has a business and you pretty much run it on your own, you know, you're playing multiple roles in your business, but you're trying to figure out how to be more efficient. You're also having to realize that just because you are a solo entrepreneur, it doesn't mean that you are all alone in running your business. So class is specifically for that group of individuals, which is probably everybody listening to the show, right? But it's going to give you some really good information that you're going to be able to implement right away in your business. And I want to just share a few things that you're going to learn by attending this free Lunch and Learn teleclass. We're going to talk about developing a daily operations plan, which is pivotal for anybody that is running a solo business. A strategic plan, ahead of time planning, because as a solo entrepreneur, you definitely have to learn to plan ahead of time. We're also going to talk about setting milestones. And that's something that not many people do. But, you know, goal setting, it sounds simple, but you must master the art of goal setting when you're in business. And then, of course, we're going to talk about cash flow evaluations and how to let the numbers help you make better decisions as a solo entrepreneur. So again, that is coming up on Wednesday, December 7th at 12 noon Eastern time. So you can head over to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over events, select teleclasses and programs, and you will see the workshop where you can register for that as well. We also have some networking events going on. If you're in the Metro Atlanta area, then you certainly want to head out on the 16th, which is this Wednesday, and be a part of our Business Women's Night Out being held at the Olive Garden Stonecrest Mall area. And that is being hosted by Rhonda Frost, our Business Women's Night Out National Director. And so, again, I want to encourage you that if you're in the Metro Atlanta area and you can make it out to our Business Women's Night Out tomorrow, Wednesday evening, then you definitely will want to attend. You can learn about the Business Women's Night Out event for Life Sonia, again, by going to womenaboutbiz.com, holding your mouse over networking events, and then you'll see BWNO Atlanta. For those ladies that are listening and you're in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, well, you will see me tomorrow. We will be hosting a Business Women's Night Out at the Olive Garden North Lake Commons in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm so very, very excited to have started this particular networking event in North Carolina, and we have had just such a warm and welcoming response. So, Charlotte, we're getting ready to do some incredible things with you in 2017. So, again, the networking event for Charlotte, North Carolina, is tomorrow, November 15th, at 7 p.m. at the Olive Garden, North Lake Commons, Charlotte, North Carolina. So, again, you can learn about all of our events by going to womenaboutbiz.com, holding your mouse over events, and selecting a teleclass or a networking event or whatever you are interested in. By the way, ladies, don't forget, if you have not joined Women About Biz, this is such a good time to get to know who we are. Visit our community as well. We have a great social networking community on the womenaboutbiz.com website. Have a look around and decide whether or not this is something that's for you. We consider ourselves like a sorority for business women. Our whole goal is in fostering relationship building, collaborations, and empowering you with resources and tools that you will be able to use. It's 12:14 after the hour. And for those of you that have just tuned in, this is Trina Newby, host and business success coach, and you are listening at no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. Well, I want to go ahead and move into the five take control questions. As you know, every Monday I read these questions out, and I'm encouraging you to ask them of yourself anytime that you need to. The purpose of these questions is to help you to gain clarity and better focus on your business. Here we go. Question number one. Am I clear on my business goals this week? Again, am I clear on my business goals this week? Well, hopefully, if you're the driver of your own success vehicle, you are really into being clear on your goals. And one way to do that, of course, is every Sunday evening, ask yourself, what goals do I want to accomplish by Friday? Then you get your activity calendar out or your calendar. You look at it and see if all of the activities that are listed are actually supporting you accomplishing that goal. I've had many business women to share with me that when they look at their calendar, they realize that they have so many things in the way of them accomplishing their business goals for the week. So take it out. Take a look at it. Okay, number two, have I identified the task necessary to accomplish my business goals? Again, have I identified the task necessary to accomplish my business goals? Well, listen, here's the thing that you need to understand. And being a master of goal setting, one of the things that's very, very important is that not only must you take your vision out of your head and write it down, make it plain and clear, but you must also set goals, right, to each of the visions that you want to accomplish. But then something very important has to happen, and that's implementation. But nothing is going to get implemented unless you have actually created tasks, or better known as to-do items, for each and every goal that you have set. So this part is very, very important. Here's question number three and five take control questions for 2016. Am I being the leader of my business? Again, am I being the leader of my business? Ladies, I hope for those of you that are long-term listeners on the show that you have really been embracing this question and you have been taking my advice seriously. For those of you that are new to the show, what I'm talking about is that I have discovered through my many years of consulting and coaching women that one of the things that we have missing from our success model is leadership. We're very good at leadership, but oftentimes we keep ourselves locked in the labor role so long that we forget to jump over in the entrepreneur visionary role and guide our business to where it needs to be. As a result, it can cause failure in business, right? So you need to know what is required of you to be the leader of your particular type of business, okay? Because it's really industry specific. Each industry has an attribute or a skill that is needed in order for you to drive that business to be successful. And one easy way to do that is by creating a position description for yourself as the CEO of your company, right? Very, very important. I tell you, the first time I did a position description for myself, and I was asked by another coach, you know, to answer the question, would you fire or keep yourself as the CEO? Honestly, I had to say, well, based on this position description and what I'm actually doing day to day, I would say that I would easily, in a heartbeat, fire myself. And that is how I was able to bring myself up to the level that I needed to in order to lead Women About Biz and other businesses that I own. Okay, very, very important to get this. Here's number four. Am I following through on these four things? Leads, opportunities, calls, and emails. Now, I would have to say, out of all the questions that I, you know, have presented to you so far, this one is pivotal, because if you don't have on a daily or a consistent basis leads, opportunities, calls, and emails happening consistently, then guess what? Something is awry in your marketing plan, and you've got to go back to the foundation and recreate it and figure out what is the best way for you to market to your target audience. Because when it's working, you should automatically be receiving leads, opportunities, calls, and emails, okay? So take all of these questions very seriously if it is your goal to be a successful and accomplished businesswoman, a leader of your own company, okay? Here's the last question. Am I allowing the numbers to tell me the truth? Well, gee whiz, what numbers are we talking about? I know many of you who listen to the show frequently are probably answering the question with me, but I'm talking about two sets of numbers. I'm talking about your cash flow analysis, which is very important for you to understand projected-wise where you're headed. But I'm also talking about simply your business checking account. Are you allowing the balance in your business checking account to tell you the truth? Because if you are, then there are two things that are going to happen. Either you're happy with that number and you're going to enhance and do more of what you're doing business-wise to increase that number, or that number is so low, you're not able to meet business-wise, and you're not able to cover your business accounts payable, let alone your own income, right? And so what that means is, again, it goes right back to the drawing board because you've got to work on your marketing plan. No leads, opportunities, calls, and emails, and you're not going to see the numbers that you would like to see in your checking account, right? So sometimes as women, we have a tendency to run away from that. And when we run away from it, we do that because we don't want to think about the fact that we don't have the money that we need. We just know that we want to get it and we want to start building our business better. But no, you need to allow those numbers to encourage you to work harder, to be more efficient and proficient with what you're doing. And listen, most of all, you need to allow those numbers to encourage you to make a quick, swift, and immediate change so that you can start seeing better results. I'm telling you, ladies, I've learned, and I'm female, I know I'm right along there with you. Change is so necessary if you want to see results, right? Because why change is necessary is it's like baking a cake. If the cake isn't going to taste good or isn't tasting good, then you keep tweaking the recipe until you have it just right. And it's the same way with business. When your business isn't working right and you're not getting those leads, opportunities, calls, and emails, you have to keep tweaking and sometimes throw everything out and rebuild in order to get the recipe that you want, in order for it to start working. And so again, when your recipe is working, everything starts aligning. You're going to have better numbers in your checking account. You're going to have more leads, opportunities, calls, and emails coming your way. You're going to feel empowered as a leader, and you're going to have more clarity about the goals that you would like to accomplish. So I hope that you take these five Take Control questions to heart and that you ask them of yourself as often as you need to, because that is just so very, very important. Well, it's come back to that time where I want to go ahead and go into our Women Making It Happen segment. I'm so excited to have a featured guest on the show today, and I'm talking about no other than Amaryllis Alexander. And Amaryllis, I know that you're on the show, but if you could just give us a shout out and let me know that you're there, and then I'll read your bio.
Good afternoon, Trina. Thank you so much for having me on the show. Good afternoon, ladies. Happy Monday.
Wonderful, wonderful. So we've got our featured guest with us on the show today. And what I would like to do is just share with all of you who are listening some information about who Amaryllis Alexander is. Amaryllis is considered an entrepreneur mentor who has had the opportunity to consult with entrepreneurs, individuals looking to strategically downsize their home or office, harness their paper clutter, and protect their legacy. And she's best known for her creative ideas and exquisite attention to detail. Amaryllis works with clients to help reduce mental and physical clutter from their lives. And of course, these qualities, along with a desire to encourage others and a passion for writing, inspired her to write her first book, Breaking Free, Overcoming Self-Sabotage. And she also wrote her second book entitled The Many Faces of Bullying, I See You, out of her desire to help children and youth overcome bullying. Wow, that's a great topic all into itself. Her knowledge of business, professional women, and teen issues is supported by more than 20 years of business experience and serving on community and civic boards, nonprofit boards, and committees for at-risk youth and women in transition. Amaryllis is also the principal of the Title Abstracting and Project Management Company. When she's not working, well, you can find her at theaters, music venues, library, church, traveling, gardening, entertaining friends and family, and of course, photography. She's a Successful Woman Radio.
Thank you, Trina. And again, thank you for having me on the show. I'm so excited to be here today.
Wonderful.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I'm always excited to, you know, to talk with a woman of wisdom and a woman who especially knows about decluttering, because that is just, it's something that women need to pay more attention to, because there's so many women out there that are cloudy mind-wise. They don't have the clarity, and they've been going on with this lack of clarity all year long, and here we are getting ready to go into 2017, and women, you know, women are still going to have that same mindset. They are not going to have clarity, and they're going to try to set goals and then wonder why they cannot accomplish them. So, Amaryllis, today's topic, free your mind, eliminating the junk and focusing on what's really important, it is going to be very timely for a lot of individuals who are searching for clarity. So let's get started. My first question for you is, what does it mean to declutter? I think a lot of people, you know, that's not a word that you hear people use every day. So what does decluttering mean?
Well, good question, Trina. And what does it mean to declutter? Let's define clutter, first of all, okay? Clutter is just simply to remove any unnecessary items from your life.
Mm-hmm.
Be it physical, mental, you know, your home, your finances, your relationships. What is that thing that keeps you up, right? That is one way to define clutter.
Mm-hmm.
To just remove any unnecessary items from your environment.
And that's does that also mean from a mental standpoint as well?
Well, it starts with our physical space, because let's take your garage for an example, or one of your closets.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start purging just your physical space, you feel lighter, you feel better. You're like, oh, wow, you know, this feels great. And all of a sudden, you do feel lighter, which ultimately, you mentally, because you just purged something that maybe you were holding on to. You're not sure why you were holding on to it. Maybe it was a bad relationship. Or maybe it was something that made you sad or unhappy, or brought some contrition to you, and you held on to it. And once you released it, you were able to just free your mind.
Yeah, I can feel that. Now, what actually causes mind cluttering? You hear a lot of people now, especially a lot of women, share the fact that they've got so much going on that their mind is always cluttered. What causes that?
Well, I can always, you know, just use myself as an example. So I think some of the things that cause clutter, and I'm going to go back to the book, Breaking Free, Overcoming Self-Sabotage. We are our own worst enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, right, so shame, pride, worry, you know, ego. These are things that bog us down, and sometimes we get so bogged down with them, we don't realize that we're carrying this shame or this burden around maybe since we were 10 or 9, 12, you know, and you just carry this heavy weight around all the time, and you wonder why you're not making progress. So for me, writing the book was very cathartic, because I had my own issues with pride and shame and worry, ego, and just letting go past wrongs, you know, forgiving people, and then forgiving myself. So writing that book for me was so cathartic. I didn't realize that I, too, was carrying around all these things. And once I wrote the book and I just felt this release, it was like, oh, my God, really? You know, it was amazing. It was an eye opener for me. You know, those are some of the things that causes the mind clutter. And once you And it's a process. You're not going to get rid of it overnight, and it's ongoing because life is ongoing as long as we have breath. It's a continuous, you know, awareness, mindfulness of where we are and where you are.
Mm-hmm. And I know sometimes that business women, when their minds get cluttered up, a lot of the times they're always too worried about what other people are thinking about them. And they start worrying about that so much that they get in that state of analysis paralysis where nothing gets done because they've clogged their minds up with worrying too much about what is everybody going to think, or this has to be so perfect before I can get this out or do this. And as a result, they can go a whole year without actually accomplishing a goal or doing anything.
From a year to 20 years. And you say, well, I want to do this, I want to do that. And you look up, 20 years have gone by. And then, you know, it sounds good, but back to your point earlier today, you know, you have to do those task lists. You have to implement it. You have to strategically plan to do all those things. For example, for myself, I was too prideful to ask for help before it got too late. Okay, like, oh, I can do that myself. Well, I could not do it by myself, and so I had to reach out and get help. That's pride, where you're not willing to become vulnerable and say, hey, look, I need help. You know, I've gone as far as I can go. You know what I mean? Just that alone, you're holding yourself back by just looking in the mirror going, hey, you know, I can't go any further. I need help.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
The shame in my family, I was the first person to get divorced. Mm-hmm. So I wore that around for a long time. You know, what they think of me, how will they treat me, how, you know, all of that. Now, was it really necessary? That was just me tripping about it, but that's how I felt about it. I felt shameful because, you know, everybody been married 40, 50 years, and then I get divorced and, you know, like, well, can't you stay and work that out? And I'm like, well, no, I cannot. This is an abusive relationship, you know, right? And so you internalize all these things that keep you from moving forward. And I would just encourage the women on the call to just take a deep breath and go, hey, I need help, or I made a bad decision. Now I can fix it. I can correct it, and I can move on. I can forgive myself for A, B, and C, or forgive so-and-so, so-and-so, and move on, and you'll feel so much lighter and so much better.
Yes, absolutely.
And to me, that's the mind cluttering, really. To me, that's where it begins, and then things begin to unfold once you do that. It's amazing. It is really
absolutely
amazing.
I know that as a coach and a business consultant, that was something that I dealt with, which was, you know, just feeling like, well, I can't go to a coach or a consultant because I don't want people to think that I don't know what I'm talking about. And so therefore, for a long time, I didn't go to a coach or a consultant, and yet I needed help. I mean, I had so many things going on in my head, and I needed help. I needed to sort it out. And what I learned from that is that, number one, everybody needs somebody, and everybody deals with a cluttered mind, you know, from time to time. And the other thing that I learned, and the other thing that I learned is that I can't be a success by myself. I'm going to have to work with other people and learn from the wisdom of others, you know. And once I went to other coaches and consultants and realized that I was hanging on and worried about all the wrong things and worried too much about what other people would think of me, my clients, oh my goodness, what are they going to think? After I let all of that go, a whole new world opened up to me, and I actually started growing.
You know? It does. Right. You look around and go, wow, this is what I've been missing out on because I've been, you know, in this state of confusion all these years, you know. But everybody's at a different place, and you eventually get there. That's the cool thing. That's the awesome thing. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. For those of you that have just tuned in, we are talking with Amaryllis Alexander. She is a declutter expert. She's an author. She's a speaker. She's an entrepreneur. And we are discussing and talking about the topic, freeing your mind. Free your mind, eliminating the junk, and focusing on the core. So, those of you who are listening to the show, you know, you really need need to take this topic to heart, because as you go into 2017 with the goal of renewing your New Year's resolution and figuring out what it is that you want to accomplish for the new year and even for the rest of this year, you need to do it with the mindset that you should have a desire to declutter first. Because if you keep putting stuff on top of an already cluttered mind, or you've got so much stuff swirling around that you have not decluttered, then what's going to happen is nothing. Right, Amaryllis?
I mean, absolutely. It's just a state of paralysis.
Absolutely.
And that's where you will stay. And then you look up, time goes by so fast, I can't believe we're already here at Christmas almost, you know, and you go, well, where did the year go? You know, what happened? And when you're in a state of paralysis, you look up, it's 5 years, and it's 10, and it's 15, and it's 20, and then you go, well, what happened? And, you know, you can always, I tell ladies all the time, you can always hit the reset button and start over, but look at all the time you've already lost.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Now, how does one begin to actually, how do you begin to free your mind to focus on what's really important? How do you begin to do that?
This is an amazing question, and I'm going to share this with you this morning when I was reading my daily word, and I thought it was so apropos that I would, that was the subject today, about paying close attention. Profound that we're talking about this now, and I read the scripture this morning. Even though you're in a physical place, for example, and you appear to be really in tune and available mind-wise, spiritually, where you are listening to the speaker, but your mind really is across town. You know, your mind is on the kids, your mind is on the husband, your mind is on the house, your mind is on the bills. So what happens, you're not really listening. And so the scripture said, our minds are so prone to distraction. Help us to be present in the moment, especially when to those who instruct us in your ways.
That's powerful.
And I thought, oh, my God. Because we do. We'll go to a meeting and we'll shake our heads and we'll, yeah. But then did you really get it? Because it's that silent voice that will come to you only when you're in the present.
Yes, yes.
You can't hear it if you're not present. So it's important. One way to begin to free our minds is to be present at where we are and then we hear it. And that is why I encourage other women to do this. Meditate at least twice a day, morning, before you ever leave the house, deal with the kids, go in the bathroom, go in the shower, just find a quiet place and just meditate for 5 minutes. Do some deep breathing exercises. Inhale deeply, hold for five seconds, on exhale. And then now you're more centered in the morning. Things are going to happen during the day. You already know that. There's traffic. There's other things, you know, boss issues, you know, employee issues, you know, client issues. So you know that there's going to be things coming at you once you leave the house.
Yeah.
And yes. And so, but you're grounded and you're at a place of peace. You're more able to successfully deal with those adversarial things that may come your way during the day, and at night you want to do the same thing, but at night you're actually purging the day. You are purging what happened during the day. Shake it off, get rid of it, meditate, and go to sleep.
And you know,
because it's like, okay, I'm done. You know, whatever you didn't get done that day, it's the next day, or, you know, ask for forgiveness or any transgressions during the day. You know, thank God and be grateful for the day you were able to, you know, go to your job, you know, talk with your clients, you know, see your children, kiss your children, you know, be with your family, your spouse, all those things. It's just so much to be grateful for so that we don't get bogged down in the pettiness of the day when we look around. And that's, to me, that's the beginning of decluttering.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, I was listening at someone a while back who was talking about you know, goal setting and how do you accomplish a goal and what do you do? And one of the things that struck me that was said was that women are so multitaskers that we often try to handle multiple things all at once. And although we are good at it because we are in a position of servitude doing so much for so many people and so many things, however, the best way to be successful at what you're doing is to just, you know, do one thing at a time. Don't try.
Correct.
Don't try to accomplish 10 goals in a week. Just focus on one thing, and you will be very surprised at the fact that you can actually move faster with getting things done because you focus that on one thing at a time.
And the second thing I would like to add is get into a place to say no and be gracious about it and not feel guilty about it. Women are very, 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 very bad when it comes to saying no.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the guilt and the shame again. You feel guilty and you feel shameful for saying no because you want to be everywhere and all over the place. But at the end of the day, what does that help you do?
Oh, yes, definitely so. Now, are you saying, Amaryllis, that for the most part, we are responsible for our own cluttering?
Absolutely, absolutely. No is a complete sentence, last time I checked.
Mm-hmm.
So it is okay to say no, but be gracious and to just, yes, you know, acknowledge that.
Yes.
We are our own worst culprit. And I say that because women tend to, we're the multitaskers. We want to be all to everybody. We want to be that go-to person. We want to, you know, we have a lot of different things and we get caught up in, I think. But by decluttering that mindset, we're able to free ourselves from some of that and live more peacefully in our days.
Oh, definitely
present.
So. Yes.
Right.
You know, Amaryllis, I think that a lot of women also are so extremely cluttered and so busy being busy that they really are not doing what they want to be doing. But their
correct
lives are so busy that the very
correct
thing that they would hold priority is not even on the radar. Why do you think women run away from what they really want? Why do you think that's so?
I think women run away from what they really want. It's like I said earlier, present, wanting the validation,
mm-hmm,
wanting
mm-hmm
the, you know, look back to the shame, the ego, the pride again. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wanting to be validated, you know, wanting to be accepted by, some people call them now the inner circle. What does that really mean? If you're
mm-hmm
unhappy in that inner circle, is that bringing you peace? Is it lifting you up? When you leave that circle, are you feeling worn down or agitated or irritable? Or when you leave, are you still feeling jovial, excited? You know, what does your mind and your heart speak to you when you're in those kind of environments? You know
mm-hmm
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps you on the business cycle of just flitting and flirting all over the place. When back to saying no, it's like, what is the purpose of me going to this? And you fill that in. Or
oh,
wanting
yeah
to be accepted by filling the blank, whatever that is. I want to be part of X.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be person X. And you just create a vicious cycle to the point that I think you make yourself miserable.
Oh, yeah,
definitely. And it never ends because there's always something, and you have to be true to yourself. What is it? Give yourself permission to say, what makes Amaryllis happy? What makes Trina happy?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
what
makes me happy? You know, don't look at social media so much. You know, as a matter of fact, when I'm talking with clients, I suggest they turn it off at least once a week.
Mm.
Because there have been studies shown that, you know, social media creates anxiety because on a subliminal message, you're actually comparing yourself to peers on Facebook. I took a trip to Bora Bora. Oh, I would love to do that, but I don't have the money to go to Bora Bora. So then you set this vicious cycle for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I spent a week in Paris, you know, all these things, and then you start to compare, you start to judge, and then now you look at yourself and go, I'm not there yet. Well, you know, once you say that, the negativity have already, you know, entered your psyche.
You know, someone else told me that, and I agreed with her, and I agree with you wholeheartedly as well. And what she shared with me was that when she goes on her news feed on Facebook and she sees so many other businesswomen being so accomplished, people are writing their books, people are doing all of these different things, they're taking selfies, and it just seems like they are really, you know, extremely successful, it makes her feel like she's never going to catch up. It takes her off focus of what she should be focusing on, and it causes her to get a little stressed out and then sometimes even depressed because she feels like she doesn't have what those other people have. But what are they doing to be so successful with taking all of these selfies and being at all of these places and writing all of these books and doing all these things? And so she stopped going on Facebook altogether. She only goes on once a day to post something, but she doesn't go on to browse her news feed. And I have felt that way before as well. And I'm sure many of you who are listening have felt like, wow, these people are doing some great stuff. So we have to be very, very careful about that. So I'm glad that you mentioned about social media and not allowing it to clutter up your mind. Well, I wish I could just talk to you forever, but I have a few more questions. And I know I want to make sure that we address it. You have got a wonderful book coming up. Could you talk a little bit about your upcoming book? I think it's going to be published in February. Could you share with us the title of the book and a little bit about, you know, what the content will be?
Sure. Thank you. The book will be called Break Free, Declutter Your Mind, and Declutter Your Life. And so Breaking Free, Overcoming Self-Sabotage, I was a co-author. And so over the years, I've been doing a lot of research and interviewing different people, and I've compiled all this information that I feel now is my assignment to share with other people, how to live a more organized life, if you will, a more decluttered life. So I talk about the mental and their steps in there and worksheets. There's the physical piece, you know, steps to declutter your physical space as well as your mental space. Then the third piece of it in the book is your legacy. So let's say, number one, you've decluttered your physical space and you've donated to charity and so forth and so on. And number two, you've decluttered your mind and you're at a different place and you're feeling good. But what about your legacy? What happens to your legacy? Now that you've done all that, what happens to it? So I go into depth about that because that's a whole nother issue when we're talking about legacy and documentation. Who gets your Facebook? Who gets your material possessions? Where are your, you know, your investments listed? Somewhat like of an estate, if you will. So I've created all these documents and worksheets for people to have. So you declutter physically, mentally, and then you protect your legacy because you don't want to just create all this for nothing, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So you want to pass it on, whether it's knowledge, content, or physical, finances, whatever, you want to protect what you've worked so hard to obtain. You want to protect that legacy. And so those are some of the three things that I talk about in Guide to Living a More Organized Life and Decluttering Your Mind and Decluttering Your Life, which will be out in February.
Wonderful. We're all going to look forward to that. And, of course, want to have you back on the show in February so that you can talk more about your book. And please make sure I get an invite to your book launch. And for those of you who are listening, I see that we've had a few more people to tune in. I want to let you know that we are interviewing Amaryllis Alexander. She's a declutter expert and entrepreneur, speaker. And of course, if you're looking to have someone to speak for your group or speak at your church or just speak for a special event, then she definitely would make a very engaging speaker for decluttering. It's something that we need to talk more about. Amaryllis, could you please, before you leave the show today, share three wisdom tips that you would like our listeners to take away?
Yes, and before I do that, I would like to share with the listeners today, on Saturday the 19th, there will be a shredding event at Cool Ray Field in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Now, the
okay,
cool
so that's
about
in Lawrenceville. Okay.
Yes. So if you're not in Lawrenceville in Gwinnett County, go to your sustainable website in your county or your city and find out when they're having these sustainable events in your community. On Saturday, they're going to pay you $10 cash for any TVs that you have lying around and $5 for printers. They will also be paying for tablets. Yes. And I do this about four times a year. So Saturday is from 9 to noon at Cool Ray Field at 755 Braves Avenue.
Uh-huh.
If you want to call them, the number is 770-822-7141.
Could you repeat that again for those of us who are in the Metro Atlanta area? 770-822-7141. Okay, got it. That's really good information to have.
Yes.
And I want to make sure that all of you who are I want to make sure that all of those people that are listening who are in other states, because we do have quite a few people on the listener side that are in other cities, other states. Again, you may want to look up, sustainable resources in your local city or area, because I'm sure they've got it going on here. And I just heard today in New York that they had something going on. So they probably have it going on all across the nation. So definitely look that up. Definitely. Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because that's something that's going to help us declutter our household. One other quick question. How can people get a hold of you, Amaryllis?
Oh, sure. They can reach me at Facebook at D, just the letter D, Clutter Your Mind, at Facebook.com, just letter D, Clutter Your Mind, or my website at DE-CLutterYourMind.com. If you go to my website, you can download an infographic, and it gives you information on statistics of cluttering, as well as tips to declutter your physical as well as your emotional state of mind. The Wheel of Life is what it's called. Or you can email me at info@de-clutteryourmind, and you can always call me at 888-288-4406.
4406. Wonderful. Well, we're going to, for those of you who are listening, we're going to get all of this up on Amaryllis' bio page, which is located at successfulwomanradio.com. And you can click on Women Making It Happen and you'll see her bio there. So you'll be able to visit Successful Woman Radio as well and get all of her information, as well as visit her website at de-clutteryourmind.com. Well, lastly, please share quickly three wisdom tips that you would like to leave with our listeners.
Okay, the three tips are, number one, learn to breathe. Just learn to breathe. That is number one. When you feel anxious or worried, just stop and breathe. It will calm your anxiety immediately. As I mentioned earlier, breathe, inhale, hold your breath for five, exhale, count to three, and do that three or four times, and, you will feel so much better. Number two, your physical space. I just gave you a place here locally in Atlanta to shred your documents and things like that. Schedule a time to purge your clothing and your goods quarterly. There are so many nonprofits out here and charities that would love to have your children's clothes or clothes you're no longer going to wear. There's cancer societies around that need wigs because of cancer patients. They're always looking for wigs and pieces, things like that. Then schedule monthly your paper purging. Monthly, go through and just purge everything. Just get rid of it, because you want to keep an environment in your home or your office as clutter-free, which ultimately frees your mind. And number three, develop healthier habits. Even if it's a matter of, drinking more water, because that helps a lot of different areas. It helps with diabetes and hypertension, with weight, just drinking more water. Just your intake of water will help tremendously. Have fun, have me time. No kids, no husband, no business, just me time. Go for a walk. Whatever that is for you, you've got to step away. No social media, and do this as often as you can do it. It's important that you take care of you. I say this all the time. When we take care of us, we can take care of others. If we're broken and tired and we can't take care of ourselves, it's hard. It's very challenging to try to take care and put the mask on for others if you don't even have your own mask on. So those are the three. I would say learn to breathe, declutter your physical space, and number three, develop healthier habits.
Wonderful. Those were excellent, wise tips. And, of course, I really love the quote that you shared, help us to be present in the moment. I really love that. That's very, very important. Means that you're going to have to come back on the show a few times. So everyone, definitely make sure that you connect with Amaryllis on Facebook at Declutter Your Mind. And then, of course, you can visit her website, D-Clutter, and that's D-CLutterYourMind.com. And then, of course, you can reach her at 888-288-4406. Amaryllis, it has been such a joy to have you on the show today and to bless all of us with your wise words, decluttering and what we need to do. So I truly feel blessed, and thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so kindly. Trina, I would just like to leave a personal action plan, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
Keep your thoughts positive, because your thoughts become your words.
Oh,
keep your
yes.
words positive, because your words become your actions. Keep your actions positive, because your actions become your habits. Keep your habits, because your habits become your values. Keep your values positive, because your values become your destiny. Thank you guys for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Wonderful, wonderful. Make sure you send us that. Send me that at Women About Biz so that I can put that up on your bio page.
Sure, absolutely. I can do
awesome,
that.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. Well, ladies, you've just
Thanks,
heard Amaryllis Alexander, declutter specialist, and she's coming out with her book coming up in February, and I'm going to keep everybody posted of that. Don't hang up that phone, because I'm going to quickly read an excerpt from the book, How to Think Like a Millionaire, and then give you some tips for being grateful for your customers and your clients. Again, the name of the book is How to Think Like a Millionaire, and we're going to carry this on through the second week of December. It is by Mark Fisher. If you go to Amazon.com right now, I think you can get the book inexpensively. And that's an excellent read, a short book, but an excellent read. And one of those books that you can't take it for granted just because it's short. You'll have to go over it again and again to really get all of the wisdom from it. But what I want to do is I want to just read to you from chapter one, Where Do I Start? And I'm just pulling out excerpts that I want you to hear, okay? He says, believe you can be successful. You have to believe you can be successful before you will ever succeed. Now, that sounds like a cliche, doesn't it, he says, but take time to stop and think about it. Where else can you begin? Your beliefs create your life experience. It's not the other way around. And no matter what you believe before, you can indeed change your beliefs and change your life. It's impossible to create success without believing deeply that you are capable of being successful. It's impossible to live abundantly without believing that you deserve abundance. Our education, society, and other forms of mental conditioning are all, unfortunately, more pessimistic than optimistic. How often has someone told you not to waste your time on pipe dreams, that you have to be realistic, that you have to have what you want? You can't have what you want. Because we hear this so often, and as a result, believe it to be true. Wealth always seems reserved for the fortunate few. Success seems an exclusive party to which we are cordially not invited. But this is simply not true. If success and prosperity are an exclusive club, it's because they are so in the minds of people whose attitudes bar their own entry. Every successful person at some point came to believe that one day he or she would be successful. So your beliefs about success are no doubt deeply ingrained, and you have to be open to changing them before you'll ever succeed. So examine your beliefs to see how they have affected your life. Many people needlessly sabotage themselves because of the unexamined core beliefs. How about and how the world operates? And so I've just read from the book, How to Think Like a Millionaire by Mark Fisher. And this is so true what he says about believing that you can be successful and how we allow so many things to cloud and get in our way. And as Amaryllis talked about earlier, it clutter our minds that we can't even focus on what's real, what's priority, what we really do want in life. So if you have a chance, go ahead and pick up a copy of How to Think Like a Millionaire on Amazon.com so you can read along with us for our book club book of the month. And now lastly, I want to talk a little bit about our topic, our theme for this month, which is be grateful. Last Monday, we were being grateful for the week for being a woman of vision, for having the blessing to be able to have vision and to put our visions into action. This week, I want you to be grateful for your customers and clients. If you haven't already, here are three things that you can do to be more grateful to your customers and clients. Number one is stay in communication. This is a huge problem. You know, a customer purchases a product or a service, and then we drop the ball and we're nowhere to be found again, right? But as you know, 80% of your business really can come from 20% of your customers, but not if you're not communicating. So you've got to get on a regular communication schedule with an e-newsletter, a quick note, you know, special coupons for current customers, surveys. You've got to be able to communicate with your customers. Here's the second thing, right? Always have an attitude, thankfulness, and an attitude and of kindness, a sweet spirit when you're dealing with your customers and clients, because don't forget, they make your company, not the other way around. Your company doesn't make them, and without them, you don't have a company. So you need to always, every day, figure out ways that you can reach your customers. Think about kind things that you can do for your customers that don't cost them money. Think of things that you can bless them with. And this is the holiday season, so this is a great time to come up with a holiday campaign to be grateful to your customers for giving you business this year. So think about that. And then lastly, number three on being grateful for customers, pray for your customers and your clients, okay? Many of them are in business as well, or many of them are in need of a lot of things, whether it's a job, whether it is more income, whether it is for a peaceful relationship, or for a prosperous business. So don't forget to pray. Add your customers and clients to your prayer as you pray in the mornings or throughout the day. Pray that your customers and your clients are successful, because if they're successful, guess what? You are successful also. Well, ladies, we've had a packed day. I've told you about some of the events coming up in Lithonia in the Metro Atlanta area, and Charlotte, North Carolina. We've got events going on. We've got Running Your Business Solo coming up on December 7th at Women About Biz via teleclass. So we've got a lot of things going on. So don't forget to mosey on over to womenaboutbiz.com and check out all of the things that's going on. And of course, mark your calendar for every Monday, including holidays, at 12 noon Eastern for Successful Woman Radio. Stay tuned next Monday, November the 21st, because we are going to be talking about being grateful to bless the lives of others. And I'm so excited to talk about that. How do you get in the blessing business, which is really, really important. So thank all of you for being on the show today. Thank all of those who especially listen to hear the wise words of our guest, Amaryllis Alexander. Again, a big thanks to her for blessing all of us with her information. I wish you so much joy, so much peace, so much abundance this week. Remember, you are the designer of your own success. So go out there, claim it, grab it, make it yours. Bye-bye, everybody.